Today's daf is Nida Daf Mem Gimel. We will begin 9 lines from the top of Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, the two dots, Aval Hazov Ubalkeri, Einon Mitamin V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Alisa. So the Gemara is still working on explaining the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amid Aleph, which discussed a whole variety of halachos that relate to Hilchas Nida, and as we'll see soon, these are some of the most fundamental core halachas of Masechtas Nida. Regardless, the Mishnah had said that one chilek between a Zav and a Balkeri on the one hand, and a Nida and a Zava on the other hand, is that a woman becomes a Nida or a Zava even if the dam never leaves her body. So as soon as the dam leaves her rechem, even if it's still stuck in the koisle beis harechem, she would be considered a Nida. As opposed to a Zav and a Balkeri, he would not become a Zav or Balkeri unless the Ziva and the Keri will leave his body. Says the Gemara, how do you know? That Zav, the Chsiv ki yeh Zav, mipsaroi. And we learn from there, Anche yeh tse Zav, mipsaroi. Mipsaroi sounds like it has to leave his gof. Balkeri, the Chsiv v'ish ki seitse mi menu shechvazera. And the Gemara earlier in the Masechta explained that mi menu sounds like it actually has to leave his goof. The Mishnah continued and said, what would be if a person was eating truma, and as he's eating truma, he was margish that Keri was nekar from his goof. Nizdaze evarov, he had this hargosha, and he's about to be moitzi Keri. The problem is that once he's moitzi Keri, he's going to become a bal Keri. He's going to be tameh. He's going to be metama the truma. He's going to be eating truma that's tmeya. So there's a lot of bad things that are happening now. Says the Gemara, there's an idea. Oiches ba'ama. He should hold on to his ama, onto his ever hazachros. Ubaleyas ha-truma. And he should quickly swallow the truma. Why does this work? It works because we just said that a zav and a balkeri do not become tame until the keri or the ziva leave their guf. If they would become tame like a nida and a zava, who becomes Tomei as soon as the dam is nekar, as soon as it leaves its source, in the case of the Zava and the Nida, the uterus, even if it doesn't leave their guf, then this wouldn't help. Because as soon as it's nekar, as soon as the woman has that hargasha, at that point she's Tomei. See, there's nothing really to do to prevent it at that point. But it's all because of the segue. Because the Mishnah mentioned that Zava and Balkeri ain't a mitamen achatetzi to masam l'chotz. So says the Mishnah, then we have an idea. If a person is oichel b'truma, and while he's eating truma, he feels that he's about to become a Balkeri, or he's about to become a Zav. So there's a way to prevent him from becoming Tomei, thus being Metame the Truma, eating Truma that's Tomei. What he should do is he should be Oiches Ba'ama. But Freik the Gemara, Oiches, is this something that you're allowed to do? But Tanya, we learned to the Brais, so Le'il, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol said, Kol Oiches Ba'amu Mashin, if somebody holds his Amo while he's urinating, Kilu Mevi Ma'abal Oilom. So even if he does it simply to be Mashtin, he's not doing it L'shum Taiva, still, Kilu Mevi Ma'abal Oilom. So how is this person who's eating truma and feels that he's about to be moitzi keri or be moitzi ziva allowed to hold on to his amo, l'churi, he's violating what Rabbi Eliezer said. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Abaya said b'matlas ava, that enochinam, Rabbi Eliezer said kol oiches ba'amu mashtin, he was referring to where you're going to hold it in a regular way. The Mishnah means hold it with a matlas ava, a thick cloth is not going to be an issue. Why not? Because what's the reason that if someone's oiches ba'amu mashtin, it's ki'ilu mevi ma'bal oilam? It's because it may arouse him and he may come to the Isser Shikhvazer Lovatola, which is very chomer. If he holds his amma with an atlas ava, he will not be aroused, and as a result, it's not something you have to worry about. Rabbah says, Afilo Teil b'matlas rak. No, you don't have to make an akimta that the Mishnah means hold the amma with a matlas rak. No, it could be meaning even with a matlas rak. Aye, what about Rabbi Eliezer's halacha? Here it's different because kivan da akar. The case is where the Shikhvazera was already nekar from its source, whatever exactly that means. But it was nekar. So being that it was nekar already, so at that point, it's just a question, did it leave his guf or did it not leave his guf? But once it's nekar, what are you worried about? That now you're going to arouse yourself and you may come to be moitzi zera? You want moitzi zera. It's just a question of, did it leave the guf or did it not leave the guf? Which matters when we're trying to determine whether the person's tamei or the person's not Tame. Rabbi Eliezer said, if a person's urinating, he's going to the bathroom, he's being mashed in, don't hold on to the amba because you may cause excitement, which will cause the akira, which will then be a problem. But over here was Nekai ready. So what's the problem? Abaya says the Gemara, Chayesh, he was worried. Abaya was worried that Enchanami, it was Nekai. But we don't want you to be aroused because maybe more will be Nekai. But Rabbi says, no, that's not going to happen. Freddy Mars, that's true. But time you learn to the Baya, what is Tashmish similar to? Lenoisin Etzbaba. It's similar to a person who puts his finger in his eye. As long as his finger's in his eye, midamas, it can cause him to cry, to tear. And if he keeps it there, he may tear even more. In the same way, the nimshal is that as long as the Aver Hazachris is inside the guf of the Isha, it's Moitzi Zera, and the longer it's there, it'll be Moitzi even more Zera. So what do you mean, once it's Necker at that point, there's nothing to be concerned about? What do you mean? Maybe it'll be Moitzi more Zera. So the Gemara says, Rabba, kol achmumi v'hatachmumi b'shaitei lo yishchiach, en achanami. Once a person is aroused, so that can cause a person to be Moitzi a lot of Zera, all from that one arousal. But once a person's not aroused anymore, to assume that he would be aroused again to the point that he could be Moitzi Zera, that's already a little bit more Shchiach. So here, it's talking about where he was aroused, what was Nekar was Nekar. It's a Shaila of just preventing it from coming out. What are you worried about? You're going to touch it and get aroused again? That is Loi Shchiach. If it's all the same arousal, quote unquote, so then Enachinami. But the Hocha B'mayaskinon, where the arousal was completed, so at this point, it's just a question of being aroused again. Rava said, that's Loi Shchiach. So at this point, you could use even a Matlis Raka. Either way, according to Abaye, the Mishnah has to be talking about where it was a Matlis Ava. According to Rav, it could be talking about even where it was a Matlis Raka. A Mashmo Kol Shich Vazer Shein Kol Gufi Margish Bo Eina Mitamas. On the topic of Shiv Chazer, says the Mishnah, Shmuel said that any time a person is Moitzi Shich Vazer, but it was in a way where his guf wasn't excited. It left his body, but it wasn't kol gufay margish ba. The halacha is ein metama. Doesn't have the unique tum of shich vazer. So again, to be clear, when a person is moitzi shich vazer, he becomes tome. He's an avatoma. He's a balkari. Balkari, zav, nida, zava, mitzayras, they're all me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan. So the person that's moitzi zera, the royal carry, he becomes tame. The shichva zera itself is also tame. So the actual shichva zera, just like ziva, just like dam nida is tame, so too shichva zera is tame. So Shmuel said that shichva zera that left the person's body, but it didn't happen through a hargosha that permeated the entire guf of the person that was moitzi the shichva zera, that shichva zera doesn't have the ability to be metame. My time, shichva zera, amar achmana, we learn from there, beruya lahazriya, that the only time shichva zera is an avatoma, the only time it's tame is if it has the ability to be mazriya, it has the ability to evolve into a child. And apparently, the only time that's true, Shmuel held, was if his guf is margishba. Thus, if his guf's not margishba, the shichva zera doesn't have the ability to be mazriya. And if that's the case, it's not going to be metamen meisvei hoyimahar belaylo. If someone was sleeping, and while he was sleeping, he had a hearer of arayos va'amad, and then he woke up umatzah basarei cham, and he saw that his basar was cham tamei. The loch is his tamei. And even though he can't find any zera, so as far as he knows, he wasn't moitzi any shichva zera. But there's an umdina that if he was basarei cham and he was being mahar ba'arayos while he was sleeping, that for sure there was zera. And as a result, he has a din of a balkari. What's the kasha? The kasha is that if Shmuel's right, that kol shichva zera she'ein kol gufay margish ba, ein a metama, then why is he a balkari? Why is there an issue of carry over here? The assumption is that if it was kol gufay margish ba, he would have known about it. I mean, this sounds like a person woke up in the middle of the night and he was gufay, it was psarei cham. So we have to assume, even though, as far as he knows, nothing happened, but maybe something did happen. Now, if you're telling me the only time this tumah, when something happens, is if it's kol gufei margishba, how would he have not known something happened? So the Gemara says, Tigmar, Rafuna ben Meshamish b'tasa b'chalayim. You're right, that price is a very specific account. It's talking about where a person was sleeping, he had a dream. During his dream, he was being oisek in tashmish amita. Then he woke up. So then we say, di'efshel l'shamish b'loy hargasha. Presumably, in that dream, he was getting very excited, even in real life, and that's why this happened. But Anachinami, ordinarily, if a person was Mahar Balaila V'amad, Umatze B'sari Cham, according to Shmuel, he would not be Tamid. Listen, Achrin, another version of what Shmuel's halacha was. Again, what was the first version of Shmuel's chiddush? Kol Shich Vazera, She'en Kol Gufay Margishba, in a metama. Second, listen, is a Mashmuel, Kol Shich Vazera, She'en Yerik Echetz, in a metama. Any Shich Vazera that leaves a person's guf, but when it left his guf, it wasn't Yerik Echetz, it can literally shoot like an arrow. The halacha is it doesn't have the ability to be matam. So again, not all shechva zera is matam. My ikibin hay lishon l'chaydish. There are difference between the two lishonis. Mar says, of course there is ikibin hay or nekrabar gosha. V'yatzah shleibar gosha. What would be if a person got very excited and it was his whole guf was permeated by this excitement, but then he somehow controlled the shechva zera from leaving his body, and when he left his body, like in the Mishnah's case, and when he left his body, it left shleibar hargosha. So in that case, if what matters is the hargosha, so then there was hargosha. But if what matters is that when it leaves the guf, it has to be yoru kechetz. So it wasn't yoru kechetz. Zok tamar milsa the pshita le Shmuel mi boy le Rava. What Shmuel seemed to take for granted, Rava wasn't sure about. Boy Rava nekri bar hargosha fi yotzasa shleibar hargosha ma'u. Rava taka wasn't sure. He said, what's the halacha if it was nekri bar hargosha, but it was yotzasa shleibar hargosha? What matters is the hargosha b'shas the akira, or what matters is the hargosha b'shas the yitzit tashma. So the Gemara says it's a braisa l'chura, a balkeri that goes to the mikvah, but he didn't go to the bathroom before he went to the mikvah. Someone was a balkeri, he didn't go to the bathroom. He went to the mikvah. The halacha is like shiat amayim tame. When he goes to the bathroom, he's going to be tame again, because the assumption is that if he was a bal keri, then when he went to the bathroom, a little more keri is going to go out. What's the kasha? The kasha is, who cares that a little bit of keri is going to go out? Right now, he's going to the bathroom. Right now, there's no hargosha. Right now, there's no excitement. There's no arousal. So if right now, there's no hargosha, so why is he tame? Oh, must be because it was nekar ba hargosha. So it says the Gemara, isn't this a raya that what matters is nekar ba hargosha? But the Gemara says, shani hasam druba ba hargosha. It could be there, it's different, because over there, Rav of it came out bargosha. Meaning, when Rav was left the body bargosha, so maybe there's a svara that even if a mit leaves shaloi bargosha, still he's going to be tame. But what would be if Rav didn't leave it bargosha? So there was a hargosha, which caused the akira, but when it left the body, none of it left bar hargosha, or at least Rav of it didn't leave bargosha. What would be the loch over there? That was Rav Shaila. Lishna Achrina, a third loch on what Shmuel meant. Amni lo amash Shmuel kol shich vazer sheni yorik echeitz ena mizaras. Any shich vazer that leaves a person's body, it's not yorik echeitz. The loch is, it doesn't have the ability to turn into a child. So in the first two lashonis, Shmuel was discussing the halach of tumah shich vazera. In the first lashon, Shmuel said kol shich vazera she'en kol gufay margish ba ein matama. Shich vazera is only matama if it comes about as a result of his entire body being aroused. The second lishna in Shmuel was that the only time shich vazera is matama is if it was yoyre kecheitz. In the third lishna, Shmuel's not discussing the tumah shich vazera at all. Here he's discussing, does it have the ability to mazriya or not? And he said, kol shich vazera she'en yoyre kecheitz, which was the second lashon, but a different halacha. Not ena metame, ena mazras. And the Gemara makes the diak, azri hudalei mazra, hatmuye metame. How does he know that? Shenama, because the pasuk says, ki yibecha ish asher lo yietar mikra. And we learn from there, afilu keri ba'oila, meaning as it relates to tumah, it doesn't matter if it was zayir kecheitz, it wasn't, it doesn't matter how it left the body. As it relates to tumah, the halacha is mikra, afilu keri ba'oila. So what then did Shmuel mean according to this lishna? He must have been talking about the zera having the ability to evolve into a child. Boy Rava, evi kechavim shehirer, and evi kechavim, a non-Jew, that had a hearer of Arayos, the Yorad V'Tovel. So this is a non-Jew who's in the midst of his Geirus process. And he's about to go into the mikveh. He's being Tovel L'Shem Yahadus, right? In order to become a Geir, you need Mila, Tefila. Once upon a time, you had to bring a carbon. Today, we don't have carbonus anymore. But this Kabbalah's mitzvah is a whole seder of Geirus. So this is a Nevi Kechavim that's in the midst of being Megayer. And he's literally about to go into the mikveh. And he had a hearer of Machshav, of Arayos. The hearer caused him to be Moitzi Zera, but it didn't leave his body yet. So it was Nekar, but it didn't leave his body until after the Tefillah. What's the Shailo? Im Temtzo Loimar Basar Akira Zlinan. So do you go Basar Akira, or do you go Basar when it actually left his body? So we discussed earlier, as it relates to the Halach of Hargosha, Rav Shailo, is what matters that there was hargosha at the time that it was nekar, or is what do you need that there should have been hargosha at the time that it left his body as well? So Rava was following up on that ibaya, and Rava said, what would be in the case of an oivik kechavim? Meaning, the question is, if it was an issue, if the hargosha is based on the Shas Akira. In this case, he wasn't a Jew at the time of the Akira. So based on that, he wouldn't be Tameh. But if what matters is the Shas Yitziah, then Lechura, he would be Tameh. So Ibn Tim Tzolim Bas Akira's Linon, I had it sad, Rava said that maybe you always go Bas Akira, but maybe Hanami Lechumra. Maybe that's only Lechumra. So if there was an Akira Bargasha, even if there wasn't a Yitziah Bargasha, still the person's going to be Tameh. But over here, if you're going to go Bas at the Shas Akira, it's going to come out of Kula, because you can say, oh, he was a non-Jew at the time of the Akira. As a result, he's not going to be Tameh. And just to be clear, even though we know that all non-Jews are Becheskas Tmeyim, the women are all Zavois and the men are all Balkeris and Zavs, but at the same time, to differentiate between Tumah de Arayis and Tumah de Rabbanon, the Chachamim imposed a Kula, both with regards to the Noshim that are non-Jews and the men that are non-Jews. What was the Kula as relates to the men that are non-Jews? That even though they have a din of a Zav, but their carry is going to be Tar, right? That's why this is a Shaila. Because otherwise, Maman of Shachar would be Tam. But being that the Halacha is, the Chachamim carved out this Halacha, which is that the carry of a non-Jew, even though he has a din of a Zav, he's still going to be Tar. So that's the Shaila. Does it have a din carry? Does it have a din Shechva Zer or not? Basa Akira or Basa Yitzia. I said, Rava, even if you're going to tell me, usually you go Basa Akira, maybe that's only the Chumra, but over here it's going to come out of Kula if you go Basa Akira, because you're going to tell me it came from a non-Jew. Maybe not. Maybe you always go Basa Akira. It doesn't matter the Kula or the Chumra. Take. Bye, Rava. Zav, but your necro made me Graglea. The yard of a Tav Lamao. Another Shaila. May Inyan the Inyan. Ba'is Inyan. So this is a Zava, where it was nekar from her meiraglaim. So the meiraglaim left her bladder, but she didn't physically go to the bathroom yet. The yard of Tavla, and then she went and she was Tavla. So this is a Jewish woman, she's a Zava. She is going to the mikvah after her Shivanakiyan. Meiraglaim were nekar, but didn't leave her body, and now there was a tefillah. So the question is that meiraglaim going to be a problem now after the tefillah, or is it not going to be a problem? It's all predicated on the halacha that the mayonos of a zava atame, meiraglaim is a mayon, and meiraglaim of a zava is tame. The question is do we view this as meiraglaim of a zava, or do we view this as meiraglaim of a tahira? Imtim tzolim basakira zlinon. Now, said Rav, I had it sad early, you always go basakira. So if you go basakira, the meiraglaim was nekar when she was still a zava, before the tefillah. So based on that, you would think she should be talking, but maybe Hanibi Lushik Vazera, Loy Matsi Nakala. Maybe that's Shikh Vazera. Then you go Basakir, because once Shikh Vazera's Nekar, there's nothing you can do. You can't hold it back anymore. Avo Meir Aglaim, the Matsi Nakala, but Meir Aglaim, which is apparently possible to hold back from leaving the body. Loy, so maybe over there that Kira is different, and maybe the Yitzir is the issue. I don't know. Because that Akira doesn't mean anything, because maybe it's not going to leave the goof. Maybe it's no different take. So, by your Rava, third child. What about, you know, Ivedes Kechavim, that's a Zava, Shenekru Meme Raglaya, the yard of a Tavla, and she went to the mikvah. What's the halacha? So, Ivedes Kechavim, again, has a din of a Zava. They're all considered Zavois, and by Ivedes Kechavim, the Me Raglayim is Tommy. So, by a the Meir Aglaim is Tomei. So what's the Shai? Limtim, so let me basakira zlinon. Do you go basakira? Maybe Afakap to Matsi Nakitla. Hani Mili, maybe that's true Yisraelis. The Tmeya Dei Raisa. The Vedas Kechavim Zavah, the Tmeya Dei Rabbanon. But being that over here, we were dealing with Tumah Dei Rabbanon. Tumah Dei Zavah, that's a Jewish woman. She has a Din Zavah Dei Raisa. But over here, being that we're dealing with Tumah Dei Rabbanon, maybe it's different. Or maybe there is no difference. Teiku says the Gemara, it's not clear. Either way, a bunch of shailas over here that seem to have been unresolved. Just one ha'ara before we shift gears a little bit and go to the second part of the daf, and that is the Gemara had mentioned, it says in the Mishnah, that although a nida and a zava become a nida and a zava, when the dam is nekar from the makar, even if it's still inside the Beis Achitzain, even if it didn't leave her gulf, but a Zav and a Malkari are different. There it's learned out from Psukim. Zav, it says, Ki yeh Zav mi psaroi, ache yeitzei zoivoi mi psaroi. Balkari, it says, V'ishki seitzei mi menu shich vazera. Mimena, we learn that the only time a person becomes a Balkari is if it actually leaves his gulf. So the Mishnah said, based on that, I'll tell you a very important halacha. What would be if a person is eating truma? And while he's eating truma, nistaza kol gufa, he has this hargosha, he's about to be moitzi zera. He's eating truma. He's going to become a Balkari, he's going to be matama the truma. You're not allowed to do that. He's going to eat truma that's tame. You're not allowed to do that either. So about to get involved in really surim. So what he should do is he should be oiches ba'ama. Like this, he'll prevent the carry from leaving his body. He's not tame until he leaves his body, like we just mentioned. be by Leia the Truma, and then afterwards it'll be Moitzi Zera. But the point is, there's a way from preventing that issa from happening. Freit the Gemara, Oiches, is that possible? But Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer said, Kalo Oiches ba'amo, even if he's being mashtin, he's just urinating. That loch is kilu maybe ma'abal oilam. So why should this be any different? The Gemara said, Tutarutzim, Abaya said, Bematlas Abu, Rabbi said, even if it's a matlirak, here it's different. When he's urinating, he wasn't aroused yet. There's a concern he may be aroused. Here he was aroused, and now he's not aroused anymore. To be chayish, that'll be aroused again. That's like shchiach. That's not something I'm worried about. Those are the two terutzim in the Gemara. If you look on the side of the Gemara, in the Tosfei Harash, Pir Chazut Zut Mua Be'enai, fake the Tosfei Harash, I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. Oiches, Rabbi Eliezer said, Kol oiches ba'amu mashten kilo mevi ma'avol oilom. Kiven d'chsib b'kro mishmeres chumoisei. Right, the Tosis Rosh. It's a pasuk in the Torah. They now let it be matama truma. V'tziva akasav lishma roisa shaloi tatama. Is v'chi b'shvil chachamim sha'amru ki'ilu maybe mabal oilam. Lo yimana milatama yisas ha'truma v'tzarechir. Right, the Torah. What kind of kasha is this? It's true. Rabbi Eliezer said, kolo oiches ba'ama umashtin ki'ilu maybe mabal oilam. Very, very chum. But it's an issa de rabbanim at the end of the day. It's not an issa de raisa. If this person right now is going to be moitzi zera, he's going to be metame truma, which is an issa de raisa. So what's the shaila? The Gemara is asking that it's not okay to do an issa de rabbanon to prevent yourself from being over an issa de raisa. L'chay, this de raisa is much more chumar. So you're right, Rabbi Eliezer said, kol oiches ba'amu mashen kilu mevi ma'abal oilam. But that's an issa de rabbanon. So ordinarily, it's something you have to be very careful from. But over here, this is not an ordinary case. This is a case where the person's about to be over an issa de raisa. So the shaila, should you go now and do an issa de rabbanon to prevent an issa de raisa? Says it's Tais Rosh. If you ask me, I'd say it's poshut. Pir chazu t'mua be'enai v'tzarechin. As I afraid to Tais Rosh. If you look on the bottom of the Yomid, on the daf itself, they have a Haggah from the Cheshek Shloima, on this Ha'orah from the Tosfos Rashi. Cheshek Shloima, of course, was the Reb Shloima HaKoyim Vilna, the author of the Binyan Shloima. So he says as follows, Ophim HaShakasa V'Beis Yosef Evin Ezeh B'Rosh Min Chav Gimel B'Shem HaZoyer HaKadosh V'Kach Kasa B'Shulchan Aruch Shom D'Ovoin Zeh Chomer Mikol HaVeir Shebetayra. He says, based on what's mavur in the Zohar HaKadosh, and the Bisi Yosef brings it already, and Evan Ezra Simcha of Gimel, that the Itzar is Zer Levatala, even though it's not mavurish in the Torah, and even though there's very little Gemara that talks about it, but really, in the world of Kabbalah, it's extremely, extremely chomer. So if that's the case, then I understand it. Because you're right, ordinarily, a regular Issa de Rabbanon, maybe we would say, go ahead and be over the Issa de Rabbanon, to prevent this Issa de Raisa from taking place. But this is not a regular Issa de Rabbanon. This is an Issa de Rabbanon that can lead to something that's very, very chomer. This Issa de Rabbanon, the Gemara held, is doich even an Issa de Raisa. So break the Gemara, oiches, what happened to Rabbi Eliezer? And Abaya had to come on to a matlas avo. Rava had to say, shtukul Torah, why it's not a problem. But says the Cheshek Shloima, you know what the Teretz is? It's not a regular Issa de Rabbanon. It's based on the Zohar HaKadosh. I just thought this was very interesting. Because really, in this world of Eitzah, Zer Levatala, so you have the Teretz HaNigla, which is primarily the Gemara that we learned a few weeks ago, Mesechtes Nida, Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara says that it's very chomer, kilu, the Gemara says very chomer to get things, but there are many areas in Divrei Agada where you find Lashonis like that, Kalakoyas, kilu, Oivet Avodazara, right, you find these things in other areas as well. But then there's the world of Kabbalah, there's the Zohar HaKadosh, which really gives it a life of its own. There really is no Mefurish Remez in the Nigla, to that idea of that chomer that's mavur in the Zohar HaKadosh. But this Cheshek Shloim is an interesting na'ara. The Cheshek Shloim says that this Gemara is a remez to that idea. He says, because otherwise, what's fake the Gemara HaKasha? Oiches! Rabbi Eliezer said, Kol oiches ba'amu mashen kilu mevi ma'avol oilam. This is an Issa de Rabbanon. This is an Issa de Raisa. Must be the Zohar HaKadosh. So you have a remez to this Kabbalah in a Gemara tucked away, Mesechtes Nida, Daf Mem Gimel Amarav. But then he says another Teretz. He says, Ubilav hochi yesh loimad deshev al taisa adiv. And he brings a raya from a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tzadik, which is a whole different shmuz, and he says it could be Yenachinami. One's an Issa Dei Raisa, one's an Issa Dei Rabbanon. But at this point, the Issa Dei Raisa of being Metame the Truma, that this person's going to do when he's Moitzi Zera, is going to happen B'Shev Al Taisa. The Issa Dei Rabbanon of being Oiches Ba'ama, he's going to do B'Kum Vaseh. It could be you're not allowed to do an Issa Dei Rabbanon B'Kum Vaseh, even if it means to prevent an Issa Dei Raisa, if the Issa Dei Raisa is B'Shev Al Taisa. Ayin Yevamis Daf Tzadik, of course, he means the sug of Yesh Koich Biat Chacham Lakudav Menat Torah B'Kum Vasei V'Shev Al Taisa. He says V'Doik, so there's probably something very geshmak there. But either way, in Kamakoyim, the second part of the Daf. Zok the Gemara Vayter Umetamim B'Kol Shein. So then the Mishnah said that as it relates to the shear of how much keri, how much ziva, how much dam has to leave the zachar or the nekeva in order for them to become tame. So the Mishnah said there's no difference between a man and a woman. Umetamin bekolshu, afilu kein hacharidol ubepachas mekein. Even if it was the shear of a charidol, even if it was less than that, the halacha is there's going to be tame. Now it's just interesting that we're familiar with Rab Zeira's memra that quoted in Masechtas Nida Daf Samach Vav and Aleph and other places as well, and that is Amar Reb Zeira Benoyis Yisrael Lechmiru Al Atzman Shafilu Royes Tipas Dam Kechardol Yoishvois Oleh Hashivanekiyim. Reb Zeira said that Benoyis Yisrael took upon themselves a chumra that even if they see a tipas dam like a chardol, the size of a mustard seed, still Yoishvois Oleh Hashivanekiyim. They still sit Shivanekiyim. This is Reb Zeira's chumra. It's not really Reb Zeira's chumra. Reb Zeira just reported on the chumra, and he said Bnei Yisrael chmir al atzman that even if they say tipas dam kachardol. So one thing is just to make this good. It's pashit. I'm not saying any chiddush, but just pashit. Reb Zeira's chiddush was not the royas tipas dam kachardol part. That's a mishnah. We just learned the mishnah. Umetamim bekolshu afilu kein hachardol ubepachas bekein. Even if it's less than hachardol. So that's clear that if a woman sees dam nida kechardol, she's a nida de oraisa. If a zava during the yemei ziva would see it, she shemeres yam kineged yoyim, three times she would have it in a zava gedoyle, even a balkari and a zava the same way. So that's poshit. Everybody agrees. It's a mefurish, a stam mishnah, nida dachmem amir ha'alef, that the shir is chardol. What was Reb Zeira's chiddush? Not the chardol part. His chiddush was that any time a woman sees dam nida, it doesn't matter if she's during her yemei nida, it doesn't matter if she's during her yemei ziva, even if she's during her yemei toyar, it doesn't matter when. Benoyis Yisrael, chmir al atzman, shafilu royois tipas dam kechardol, yoishvei soleh shivin akim. That's the punchline. The punchline is that she's always going to have shivin akim. Ordinarily, only a zava gedoyla has shivin akim. If a woman's not a zava gedoyla, there's no shivin akim. During yemei nida, this tum of 7 days, she can see dam for 7 days straight. As long as she's tahira, and the night of the seventh day, she can go to the mikveh and she'll be tar the next day. It's not a problem. And even if she sees dam, she'll only be shemeres yom kineged yom. She'll have a din of a zava katana at that point. The chiddush was they were chmir al atzman that the yoyitz was shivin akiyim. But even though his lashon was a chmir al atzman shafilu royas tipas dam kechardol, certainly sounds like that was part of his chiddush. That's a tois. That's a mefurish mishnah that a woman that sees dam kechardol, she's a nida deraisa. His chiddush was the other piece. His chiddush was that she has a din of a zava gedol. But either way, says the gemara as it relates to the shiurim of a zav and a baal keri. Amashmol Shmuel said zav tzarich kichasimas pi ha'amon. Even though the Mishnah says that a zav that sees ziva even bekolshu has a din of a zav, it's not true. Said Shmuel zav tzarich kichasimas pi ha'amon. It has to be enough for it to close the hole of the amma. Shenemar, the pasuk says oy hechtim besaroi mizayvai. So this is one of the obscure psukim that talk about the zav. V'zoyis tia tumasei besayvai ror besaroi ezayvai oy hechtim besaroi mizayvai tumasei. The Gemara is going to dash on these psukim, but either way, oy hechtim besaroi has to seal off the basar. If it's not enough to seal off that the hole, it's not considered zav. Anantan, Freitim, Hakashmul say that. Mishnah says, Matamim Bechol Shein, it sounds like it's going back on the zav and the Balkari, everybody. Hudab Krab Nasim. Gemara says, right, Shmuel knew that it's not like the Mishnah, but he had a Tana de Messayeli, Rav Nasim. Tanya Rav Nasim, Mishim Rabbi Shmuel, Zav Tzorech, Kechasim Vas Pia Amma. The Loihoid, Chomra Maskim to him, but it was Rav Nosson, and it wasn't just Rav Nosson's Chiddush. He said it over in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, but the bottom line is Shmuel was passing like Rav Nosson, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, not like the Stam Mish. So it's my time to Rabbi Yishmael. What's Pshan Rabbi Yishmael that says, Zav Tzorek Kichasimas Piyama, Damakra? It's the Pasik that Shmuel quoted. Oy Hechnim Besore Mizoyve. Virabonon. What about the Rabbon? What did they do with that Pasik? Teach me that the Ziva itself is only Metama if it's Lach. It's not Metama if it's Yavish, and you see it from there because it has to be a ziva that has the ability to seal off the hole, which would mean it has to be lach. Because once it's yavish, you wouldn't have the ability to seal. Rabbi Shmuel says the Gemara. How does he know that zoiv is only metama if it's lach? Ahum mirar nafka. It says rar sounds like it's flowing. So it sounds like it has to be lach. Rabbanon. What do the Rabbanon do with the word rar? Lach, they use from a hechtim as psarek. That's what they use. Rav, who the minyan udasa. The word rav is very important. In fact, it teaches me the basic halacha of zav. How many re'iyos a zav has to see in order for him to be tamei? So again, what's the halacha of a zav? Just the chazer rav. If a zav sees one re'iya, he's tamei, but he has a din of a balkari, which is a tumakala. If he sees two re'iyos, so now already he's metama mishkav v'moishav. Now he has tumachamura. Not just that, he needs Shiva Nakiyah, but he doesn't have to bring a carbon yet. If he has a third Re'iyah, then he would even have to bring a carbon. So the Gemara says that Rar is one of the important words that allow us to know this halach of how many Re'iyahs Azov has to see in order for him to be. How? Bezoivoy, Chod, it says in the Pasuk, Bezoivoy, which teaches me one. Rar Besaroy is two. Trey, es zoivoy, then it says, es zoivoy is three, klas, limeid, alzav, bal sholosh riyos, shechayev krom. So that's all that same pasuk. Zoiz tia tumasoy, bizoivoy, ror besaroy, es zoivoy, bizoivoy is one, ror besaroy is two, es zoivoy is three, we're not darshaning es. So either way, that's how you have three. Oy hechtim besaroy, what does oy hechtim besaroy mean? So we're going here in the Rabbanon. What the Rabbanon darshan with the word oy hechtim besaroy? Rav Nosson used Ayhechtim Besaroi. Rav Nosson Mishum Rabbi Shmuel was also Shmuel's Allah to teach me that it has to be enough for it to be Chaisim to be the Amma. What did the Rabbanon use it for? To teach me that it's Matam Alach and not Matam Yavish. So the Braisa doesn't speak it out, because we just mentioned it. Mi Zoivoi, what does that teach me? Mi Zoivoi Tumas and Miktsas Zoiv Tomei. That you don't need all three Riyos in order to be Tomei. What does that mean? Like we just said, three riyos, that's the max. Three riyos, now you're a zav with all the halachas, even have to bring a carbon. But even if you were mizoivoy, you didn't have all three, you had two, you're still going to be a tumah chamura, and you're still going to be metama mishkav moisha, and you're still going to need the shiva nekim. Says Rabbi Shmuel, minyanam minnale. How does Rabbi Shmuel know the minyan? Meaning the Rabbanon, darshind, rar, to teach me the minyan. But Rabbi Yishmol used the word rar to teach me that it's metame lach, it's not metame yomish, because he used a hechtem as psari to teach me a shir. So if we don't have rar to teach me the shir, how then does Rabbi Yishmol know three riyos? The Gemara says, nafkalei mit Rabbi Simoy, the time Rabbi Simoy, yoymer, mona akosuv, shnayim, ukari tomi. You find one pasuk that talks about the zav, this is Perek Tes Vav, pasuk beis, and it says the word zav twice, and then says tomi. It says, ish, ish, ki yeh zav mi psaroi, zoivai tomehu. So, ki yeh zav is one mention of zav, then it says zoivai again, and then it says tomi. So you see, two riyos become tomi, and then shalosh ukari tomi. There's another pasuk, it says, v'zoiz tia tu masai, Bezoivai, Bezoivai is one. Rar Besari, Ezoivai is two. Ayachtim Sari, Mezoivai is three. And then it says Tumasahi. So you have one pasuk that says Zav twice, the word Zav, that's Shirish, and then Tameh. You have another pasuk that says the Shirish Zav three times, and then it says Tameh. So sometimes twice you Tameh, sometimes three you Tameh. Okay, Tzad, which one is it? Is it two or three? Well, it says it's both. Shnaim Lutumah. Fisholish Lukar. Mandanafkele Travayu, Zoiz Tia Tumasai, Bezoivai, the Mandama that says that you. The halacha of two riyos and three riyos from the aforementioned psukim ish ish kiya zav mi psaroi my avale. What does he do with ish ish kiya zav mi psaroi? Rab Simoy darshan that pasuk, but we just said now Rab Nosson Rabbi Shmuel had a different mahalach. So what do they do? Rab Simoy's drasha that he used to darshan two or three. So the Gemara says mi boilei to teach me a different halacha ad sheyetze mi psaroi. Like we mentioned earlier in the beginning of the daf ad sheyetze mi psaroi zoivay tamei lamali. What do you do with the word zoivay tamei? Limit ala zoiv shehu tamei, that the zoiv itself is also Tommy. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chiyan Gloi, Mishum Rabbi Lozber, Rabbi Shimon. Shichva Zera, L'roya, B'mashu. And L'gei, B'kadash. So we said that when a person is Moises Shichva Zera, he becomes Tommy. The Shichva Zera itself is also Tommy. What's the shear? Is there a shear of how much Shichva Zera you need as it relates to being Metama, the actual Shichva Zera? So Rabbi Chiyan Gloi said in the name of Rabbi Lozber, Rabbi Shimon. The answer is yeah. Shichva Zera, L'roya, meaning the person that was Moitzi the Shichva Zera, so he himself becomes Tomei B'mashu, that the Mishnah said. But the Negeya, if somebody touches Shichva Zera, he doesn't become Tomei unless he touches a real shear. The shear has to be the Kadasha, like a lentil. Freak the Gemara. Didn't the Mishnah say it's Metame B'choshu? My love Negeya. Doesn't it mean any Shtumma related to Shichva Zera is always B'choshu? It says, L'Rai. It means the person that was Moitzi, he becomes Tomei even if it was a Mashu. But if somebody touches it, it would need to be more than a Mashu. It would have to be B'kadasha. Toshma. So the Tosefta, Mesechtas Kelum, that's the Makar to this Braisa, is comparing and contrasting Shichva Zera and a Sheretz. So what do they have in common? They're both Tomei. Shichva Zera is an avatoma, a Sheretz, not all Shratzim, but any one of the Shemayna Shratzim that are dead, are also Tomei. Stating that, says the Tosefta, there's Chumras and Shichva Zera of a Sheretz, and there's Chumras and Sheretz of a Shichva Zera. Chayim v'Sheretz v'Shah Sheretz, enich alugutum asoy, ma'ashen gim v'Shichva Zera. We'll see what that means. Chayim v'Shichva Zera, the Gemara will explain it later. The second part is Shichva Zera has a Chumra over Sheretz, sh'ah Shichva Zera metame b'cholshu, ma'ashen gim v'Sheretz. Sheretz not metame b'cholshu, Shichva Zera is. Oh, so again, my lado negeya, doesn't mean Shichva Zera is always metame b'mashu. The Gemara says, not always, l'raya. If someone's mighty Shichva Zera, then even if it's a mashu, he's going to be tamei. Like the Mishnah said. And that's what that Tosefta is referring to. You have a chumra in Shechvazer over Sheretz. But as it relates to a Negeya, no, if someone touches Shechvazer, he's not going to be tamei b'mashu. Meaning, there's no difference between someone that touches Shechvazer and someone that touches a Sheretz. Where Shechvazer and Sheretz are different, and what the Tosefta and Mesechtas Kalim is referring to, is there is a concept of a sheer koshu as it relates to Tumah Shechvazer, but that's for the Raya, the person himself who was Maitzit, right? But it's not mashu that way from the Tosefta, because Vadumi the Sheretz Ketani. If we're comparing Shechvazer to Sheretz, shouldn't it be Dumi the Sheretz? When we say that Sheretz is not Metama Bakalshu, what does it mean? It means if someone touches it. So Dumya, when we say Shechvazer is Metama Bakalshu, it should mean if somebody touches it. Ma Sheretz Benegia, Shechvazer Benegia. So the Gemara says, no, Amr Rav Adabar, I have a Shum Sheretz Ketani, a Shum Shechvazer Ketani. You don't have to be Mamish the same thing. Well, sometimes the Brises will do this. Chaimer from this over that, Chaimer that over this. They don't have to be 100% talking to each other. The bottom line is that there's a concept of Tumah Shechvazer Bekalshu for the Raya, and there is no such concept by the Sheretz. And a Chinami, the case of where the Sheretz is Matama, which is Bamaga, the Shechvazer would not be Matama Bekalshu. But Shum Shechvazer, you do have Bekalshu, and that's what the Brisa was referring to. But the Gemara of a Sheretz like Matama Bamashu, well, is that one thing for sure we're assuming, right? We're debating whether Shechvazer is Matama Bamashu or not Bamaga. But for sure, we assume in the discussion of this Tosefta that Sheretz itself is never Matama Bamashu. It's not true, but not. I'm going to the Mishnah Masechta Saholis. Ha'evarim, ein lohem shir. Ever has no shir as it relates to tumah. Meaning, pachas mikazayis baser ames. If you have an ever that has less than a kazayis baser mace on it, usually how much baser mace do you need in order to have tumas mace? You need a kazayis. But if you have an ever, a full ever that has less than a kazayis baser mace, or you have an ever of a behema that has pachas mikazayis baser available, or you have an ever that's pachas mikadashim and asheretz has less than a dash and asheretz, the loch is detame. So you see that it doesn't have to be an adasha, even a kolshu, even pachas mikhe adasha by sheretz. So what does it mean, chayme b'shechvazera mi b'sheretz? That by shechvazera, there's no shir, by sheretz there is a shir. It's not true. There is a shir, but sometimes you don't need a shir. If you have an eva, the mashani eva, the kulub makam adasha koi. The ilu chasapurta eva mikam adanga. It's not true. There's vaiter a shir. Because even when you have an eva and pachas mikhe adasha, the reason this tumah is not because you have a kolshu, it's because you have an eva. And eva has chashivos as if you have the shir. Shechva Zera, you don't need chashivos. If it's Shechva Zera, it's Matama. When it comes to Sheretz, there's a shir. What's the shir? Shir is Bekadasha. What would be if you had an Eva Sholem and it was Pachas Mekadasha? Okay, Eva Sholem is also Chashir. It's also a shir. It's an under a shir. It's not Adasha, it's the shir of Eva Sholem. Obisada shir. Shechva Zera, there's no shir. That's the punchline of the Tosefta. Shechva Zera says, the Gemara, the Chalukah Tumasei Mahi. So we mentioned that there's a chumra in Shechva Zera over Sheretz, and there was a chumra of Sheretz over Shechva Zera. What was the chumra of Shechva Zera over Sheretz? Shechva Zera says, Metame Bekolshu, Machainke in Sheretz. What was the chumra in Sheretz over Shechva Zera? The chiluk was that Sheretz is not Chalukah Tumasei, Shechva Zera is Chalukah Tumasei. What does that mean? The Gemara Ilei Mevein Yisrael Nachrim doesn't mean that only a Yisrael has Tumah Shechva Zera as opposed to Nachrim. Right? Nachrim are not Metame Midei Raisa. Even Midei Rabbanon, their Shechva Zera is not Tame. But certainly not Midei Raisa. So you have this distinction when it comes to Shechva Zera. But when it comes to a Sheretz, there's no such thing as a Jewish Sheretz and a non-Jewish Sheretz. So they're all one and the same. So maybe that's what it means. There's no Chilik by the Shrotzen, but there's a Chilik by Shechva Zera. But the Gemara says, Hachanami Ika Achber Diyan Va Achber Diyab. One of the Shmoyne Shrotzim is the Achbar, loosely translated as the mouse. The mouse is one of the Shmoyne Shrotzim, but apparently there was the Achbar di Abasha and the Achbar di Yam, and the Achbar di Yam was not Matama. So just like you have the Jews and the Gentiles, as it relates to the Tumah Shechvazera, you also have the Achbar di Abasha and the Achbar di Yam, as it relates to the Shrotzim. So that can't be the difference. The Gemara says, right, Elo ben katan le gadol. You know what the difference is? Ben katan le gadol. Shechva zera of a katan is not matama. The katan has to be 9 years old. He has to be roi lebiya in order for a shechva zera to be matama. As opposed to a sheretz, no such thing that an older sheretz and a younger sheretz, a sheretz is a sheretz is a sheretz. And it's for that reason you don't have that chilik. That's the chumra that sheretz has over shechva zera. Omer Rapapa. Rapapa said, kitandoi, going back to the original shayla, which was whether Shechva Zera, which the Mishnah says is Matama B'Masho, is true even B'Maga. Meaning, that's partial of a person's Moitzi Shechva Zera, he becomes Tomei, even if he was Moitzi B'Masho. The question is, Shechva Zera itself is an entity of Toma. So what happens if someone touches that Shechva Zera? Does he become Tomei? The answer is yeah. But is there a Shir? do we say just like Beroya it's b'mashu b'magat also b'mashu? Maybe no, mag is different, and maybe b'mag you would have to have a shear. How do you know that if someone touches shichvazera he's tame? It's not mafurish anywhere in the pasuk that if somebody touches shichvazera he's tame. So Rav Papa said over the following brayso, it's learned out Talmud loymar oyish. So we're going to have a discussion in the Gemara now about what this oy ish was referring to. But the Gemara assumes initially that the pasuk is oy ish ashe yiga b'chol sheretz ashe yitmaloy. So it's an oy ish in the parish of Tumah Sheretz. Oy ish ashe yiga b'chol sheretz ashe yitmaloy. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, then I can tell you perhaps what the hesber of the shaila would be, whether the shichva zera is metame b'magu b'mashu or not, and we may even be able to put names to the faces. We may even be able to know who would hold what. Why? Because upligi tanoi ba'alma, Rav Papa said. There's a machlokes tanoim throughout Shas. Think of the army. There's a man that says doy mino mino. Think of the army doy mino. If I learn A from B, so I'm learning something in parasha A from parasha B. Do I have to take with it all the details of parasha B? Or can I learn the raw halacha from Parsha B and then apply the Shulchan Aruch of Parsha A? So for example, we're learning Shichva Zeret from Tumah Sheretz. Tumah Sheretz is Metabe B'maga, Shichva Zeret is also Metabe B'maga. Without the Parsha of Sheretz, I wouldn't know that Shichva Zeret is Metabe B'maga. Now that I'm learning Shichva Zeret from Sheretz, do I have to say, oh, doin mina umina? If I'm learning Tumas Mag of Shichva Zeret from Sheretz, then I'm meshupid now to the Shulchan Aruch of Tumas Mag of Sheretz. Tumas Magav Sheretz is Metame B'mashu, so too Shechvazer will only be Metame B'mashu. But if you hold Doimino V'Oiki Ba'asra, so the Iker Halacha that Shechvazer is Metame B'magav, that I'm going to learn out from Sheretz. But as it relates to the Shulchan Aruch, Shechvazer you find is Metame B'mashu for the Roya, so maybe B'magav is also going to be Metame V'Roya. Iker Amri, so the Gemara says, some say Doimino V'Oiki Ba'asra, man, Doimino Mino, Ma Sheretz B'Negiyah, Shechvazer B'Negiyah, Umino, Ma Sheretz B'Kadash, that's what we just spoke at. It's true, I learned Shechvazera from Sheretz to teach me the Ikra Alocha that it's Matame B'maga, but once I know the Ikra Alocha, this is what Rav Papa said. So Rav Papa said, this Shaila of Shechvazera is Matame B'maga B'mashu, I think it's totally in Doimino V'Oiki Ba'asra. Why? Because what's the Makar that Shechvazera is Matame B'maga? It's learned out from Oyish. Which Oyish? Oyish ashe yiga b'chol sheretz ashe yitmalay. Oh, it's learned out from sheretz. If you hold doimino mina, sheretz is only mitame b'maga b'chadash is also only mitame b'maga. But if it's doimino b'maga b'ashe, then it's giving mitame b'maga. But amalei Rav Huna Breider Rav Nosson. Rav Huna Breider Rav Nosson told Rav Papa, how do you know that that's the Oyish? You're right. The Braisa said Talmud loymar Oyish. You assumed, Rav Papa, that it means Oyish ashe yiga b'chol sheretz ashe yitmalay. That it's the Oyish in the parish of Tumah Sheretz. Oh, we'll learn shichva zera from sheretz. Oh, doimino mina, doimino b'maga b'ashe. I don't know if that's true. Maybe me made me oyish the sheretz komarbile. Dilma oyish asher teitzi me meru shichva. It says oyish in the parish of shichva zera. Doesn't it make more sense? Said Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Rav Nosson that that's what the Braisa meant. He didn't mean to learn it from sheretz. He meant it to learn it from mir. Come out with the kuliyama doimino mina. If that's the case, that this has nothing to do with doimino mina. Doimino by fakir. It's learned amine obey. And if it's amine obey, what's your makar to say that it should be anything different than being metame b'mashu? The Gemara says shailinu l'tanoi l'maisa. They went and they asked the chachamim, the ones that were familiar with these brises, and they asked them, what's the right understanding of the brisa? Which oyish is the brisa referring to? Is it oyish in the parish of sheretz, oyish hashiyiga b'chol sheretz hashiyitmaloi, or is it oyish that's in the parish of shichvas zera? So the Gemara says iketatani Rav Papa. Some said like Rav Papa, iketatani Rav Huna Breider Rav Nosson, and there were others that said like Rav Huna Breider Rav Nosson. Either way, this concludes the Gemara's discussion of the first Mishnah of Perek Yotzidayf. So Perek Yotzidayf, as we'll see, is a very geshmak of Perek. There's some really, really geshmak shas kloliestig adafim that are coming. But this concludes the discussion of the first Perek. Now it's interesting that a lot of the halachas that I mentioned right here in the first Mishnah of the Perek is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. What's significant about that, it's the first simon in Hilchas Nida. So as we saw when we were learning through the Mishnah, there were some very, very basic halachas, right? How much do you need to be metamah? Does it have to leave the guf? Does it not have to leave the guf? It is very basic. In fact, although in Masechtas Nida, it's daf mem, so you have to learn 39 blad until you get there. But when you learn the Shulchan Aruch, if you would sit down and learn Hilchas Nida, this Mishnah, your mamash thought and come out with this Mishnah. So I'll read you the Mishnah. I read you the halacha. It's Yerudea Simen Kuf Pei Gimel Uboy Se'if Echad. Isha Sheyatza Mim Kaira. If a woman has dam leave from a car, bein ba'oynes, bein beratzen t'meya. Right, doesn't matter if it's oynes beratzen, a woman becomes a nida. V'hu she'targish b'yitziyasai, but the only time she becomes a nida is if she had argasha. U'miu, mishetargish b'yitzhenekim b'mkoyme v'yatzet me. As long as she has argasha that it left the uterus, it left the makar. Afal pisha lo yatzel l'chutz. Even though it didn't leave her guf. What's the makar to that? It's the mishnah that we just learned. Sok to ber agoylo, mishnah sham daf nema medalef. V'afilu lo yirasa ela tipas dam kechardo. Even if all she saw was a tipas dam kechardo, even then she's going to be tamei. What's the makar? Again, it's the same mishnah. Says the mechaber, not just that, yoshevis all of shivanakiyim. What's the makar to that? That anytime a woman has a tipas dam kechardo, she has to sit shivanakiyim. That's the chumra de Rav Zeira, the bnei Yisrael chmiratzim, samach vav amaralef. Says the Ramah, so this is the halacha. So this basic halacha is right here. It's the first halacha in Hilchas Neida. But then the Ramah is most of something. I just want to talk about that for a few minutes. And that is, I go. Kashi is bar mishpatam lekaman simen kuf tzadik vav. The ein chiluk, says the Ramah, bein penuya lenesuya le'inyan isen nida. That when it comes to isen nida, there's no difference if a woman is married or if a woman is not married. Ki kol abal lanid l'chayiv karis. The Ramah felt necessary to speak out that maybe somebody would have thought that the only time there's an isen nida, Midai Raisa, is if the woman that was Roya Dam Nida was married. But maybe if she's single, if she's a Pnuya, maybe there's no Issa Nida. Says the Ramah right in the beginning of Hilchas Nida. Ve'in chilik bein Pnuya l'nesuyil inyan Issa Nida, ki chol abo ala Nida chayiv koris. The makar to this Ramah is a Rivash. And the Rivash is mentioned, it's brought down by the Beis Yosef, also right here in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. At the end of the Simen, he brings the Rivash. Kasav HaRivash, Shenisham. He was asked the Shaila. Somebody came to the Rivash and asked him this question. Im isen nida noyeg gam bepnuya. Veheshiv shedover poshed hu shenoyeg ba. Veherich bedover. I saw the arichas of the Rivash. It's a tremendous arichas. Rise from Suktim, rise from Gemaras. He was Meirich was the Rivash. Then of course that's the way it is. Vekosav. Then the Rivash said that if that's the case, why don't we tell Pnuyas to go to the mikvah? Meaning if a Pnuya is also a nida, then wouldn't it make sense that she should go to the mikvah? Maisa, if she's a nida, she's a chayvei. So the hasar as a mikshol, maybe it would make sense to have a nida go to the mikvah. Said the Rivash that the reason they didn't come and didn't make that takana is kidei shelo yavayu l'dei mikshol behistalik mimenu isa nida hachamra. It was on purpose because they were afraid that people would say, oh, this woman, she's not married, she's not an ishes fish. All she is a pnuya, she's a pani abba pnuya. She's not even a nida now. So maybe people would be mezalzel when it comes to znus and arayos with a Jewish woman that's single, that went to the mikvah. It doesn't sound so chomer now. So the Rivash said it's for that reason the Chachomim imposed takonos that Pnuya should not go to the mikvah. Besanish. You know why? Because if she's going to go to the mikvah, we're afraid that a mikshol may come from this. It's interesting. The Kitzah Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Erev Yom HaKippurim. So he discusses that an Erev Yom Kippur mitzvah kol adam litvah l'sa'atzmi v'Erev Yom HaKippurim l'tayr mitumas keri v'oid mishum tshuva. K'mar gersh and his gayer shetzarech tefillah. Everybody knows Erev Yom Kippur. Everybody goes to the mikvah Erev Yom Kippur. V'lochein, listen to the lashon of the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch. Gam na'orim u'besulois yesh lam litvah. Na'orim, even young children, u'besulois. They're also shtelling to the Yom Kippur. There's an Indian of Gersh and Eskaya Tshuva. Everyone has Shaychus to Tshuva. See, even a Besula, says the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, should go to the mikvah, Yesh Ladaktik, Shloy Eil of Shum Chatzitza, Vikras Manatvila, Achachatzai Sayoim, Ayin Shom. This is the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch. But the bottom line is, says the Kitzah, even Besula, the Makarta of this Kitzah is a Magan Avram. Magan Avram is in Hilchas Yom Kippurim, it's in Tov Resh Vav. When he talks about the mitzvah to go to the mikvah, Erev Yom Kippur, he says, even the Besula. But I saw in the Guys, on the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch from Shlomo Zalman Braun, the Sha'ar Mitzanim Bahalacha. If you want to look it up in Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, it's Kuf Lamed Aleph, and in the Guys of the Sha'ar Mitzanim Bahalacha, it's Ois Yud Gimel. He says, "Ubesula is Yeshlem Litpol, Kach Kasa B'Mogan Avram." As Oishay the Mogan Avram, Alvu Bizmanenu Einoygan Abesula is Litpol. Today the minig is that the Besula don't go to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. Why? V'zeu Al Pimash Kasa B'Tshuvas Harivash Mishum D'Zechumra D'Asul L'Dei Kulot. It's this Rivash that the Beis Yosef quotes. Mogan Avram said there was such a minig, and it's even brought down in the
Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But Lameisa, it's Pasha, the Minhag Yisrael is not that way. And the reason is because at the end of the day, we have this Rivash. And this Rivash says it's a Chumra, the Asa, the Dekula, and the best thing is to go away from it. And then he brings, does Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun, the Kasa B'Stei Chemed. The Stei Chemed said, the Lefi Zeh Lav Dafke B'Sulois Layit Belu. Elohachi Nami Almanois Ugrushois. Even the Pnuyois Eim in Estalkus Mehenes Anida. So he says that just like there was a Kepay, the Chazal did not want Pnuyois to go to the Mikvah, the same issue with Almanois and Grushois, they shouldn't either go to the Mikvah. Because if they're going to go to the Mikvah, this is something that can bring Lidei Mikvah. But I'm telling you something very interesting. A Gemara Masechta Shabbos tucked away Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows: Tamid Ve'Eliyo. A Gemara. Ma'isa B'Talmud Echad. There's a story with a Talmud. Sheshana Harbe, V'Kara Harbe, V'Shimish Tamid Chacham Harbe. He was a big Talmud Chacham. Umeis B'Chatzi Yomav. And Rachman Olson, he died at a very young age, and his wife was very disturbed. He said she knew her husband. He was so chashev. Why did he die so prematurely? And his wife would take his tefillin. Imagine. She walks in the middle of Seder to yeshivas. Bailey, my husband, Shoshana Harbe, Vikara Harbe. And she had tainus on the world, literally. She walked into about the kneses, about the midrashes, and said, what happened? I don't understand. My husband did everything right. Right? What happened? Says the Gemara, no one knew what to say. They knew her husband, and he seemed to be really, really chashev, and they couldn't give her an answer. So this is Tanav Eliyahu. So this is Eliyahu Anavi talking. He said, once upon a time, I was a guest at this woman's house. And she was telling me what she used to say in all the Bati Knesses and the Bati Midrashes. I told her, Biti, tell me, my daughter, when you were in Nida, how did he treat you? Like, what was kind of her chokos did you observe? Amrili, she told me, chas v'shalom. When I was in Nida, afilu be'etz pektana lo nagabi. Wouldn't even touch, mamash, my pinky. Ubimeili bunech mahu etzlech. So what about during the Shiva Nekiyim? So after you finish seeing Dam, now you're in the Shiva Nekiyim. What was then? So he said, then, oh, ochalimi, v'shasa imi, v'yoshan imi bekeruv basar. And even lied with me, bekeruv basar. But also, adayti adover achar. But he never came to our eyes. Amarti lai told her, baruch hamokim shahargoy, shalai nasa panam latayris. Now I understand what happened. He said, baruch hamokim shahargoy. Because as chashiv as you think your husband was, he really wasn't so chashiv. Because he was mezalzal b'divrei chachamim. He was lai nasa panam latayra. Shari omre tayra, the tayra says, v'al isha benidas tumasa lai sikrav. And as a result, he was mezalzal, and during the Yemei Libunech, you were still Tamei. I mean that you were still Tamei, so now I understand what went on over here. You're not just Tamei when you see Dam, you're Tamei until you become tired. You weren't tired yet. So if you weren't tired yet, fashteich exactly what happened over here, and baruch hamakim shahargoy shalei nasa panam latayr. And there's two very obvious questions that all the Rishonim ask on this Gemara. Two very obvious questions. Number one, how do you understand this person? This is a Yid, he was Kara Harbe, Vishana Harbe, Vishimish Tamid Chachamim Harbe. He seemed to be a very upgehitan Yid. He was an unbelievable person. So much so that when she went around to all the Bati Knesset and Bati Midrashas to try to get a little bit of insight and an explanation of why something like this would have happened to her husband, nobody could tell her. Nobody. Yet, this was a person that literally tripped up on the most basic halacha in Hilchos Nida. Right. What he thought that after his wife starts singing Dan, she didn't go to the mikveh yet. She's during her Yemei Libunech. She's during the Shiva Nekiyim. Somehow now it's different. Of course it's not different. So what was that? What was he thinking? First kasha. The second kasha, the Rishonim asked, what did Eliyahu Navi say? Amarti lo, I told her, baruch hamokim shahargoy, shalai nasa panim latoyos. It's not clear what those words mean. But it sounds like, say the Rishonim, that he wasn't over in Isidai Raisa. He was up his mezalzel. There was a zilzal. This is not a zilzal. He was over this at the Raisa. She's still in Nida. She's in Nida until she goes to the mikvah. What happened? She saw Dam. Okay. Now she stopped seeing Dam. There's Shimon Akim. During the Yemei Libunech, he went ahead and he was mezalzal. What do you mean? If she didn't go to the mikvah yet. Well, a woman doesn't go to the mikvah until she finishes the Shimon Akim. So the Chur, she's zikha, didn't go to the mikvah yet. So if she didn't go to the mikvah, what's going on over here? Azoi Fregan the Rishonim. Says Toysis and all the Rishonim that you see from here. You see from here that we have to edit the story a little bit. We have to understand this a little bit better. This was a woman that was sitting Shiva Nakim, not because she was a Zovah Gedayla. This wasn't a question of Zovah Gedayla. This is a woman that was sitting Shiva Nakim because of Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira is saying, "Besach this nida daf samach vavam and aluf nois yisrael echmira latzman shafilu roi stipas dam kechayvel yoishu salah Shiva Nakim." They sit Shiva Nakim. This was a woman that was observing Shiva Nakim only with the Rabbanon. Okay. How does that help? And the hachab of Mayaskinon, here's the punchline. This woman would go to the mikveh when she finished being a nida deraisa before she became a, before she kept her shiva nakiyim. And the cheshbon was, because it's true, b'nai yisrael l'chmiru al atzman. But that's a chumra derabbanan. Nida deraisa, I'm not a nida anymore. 7 days from the first re'iyah, at that point you can go to the mikveh. So she would go to the mikveh to be metayer herself from the tumah deraisa. She would still observe the shiva nakiyim. Because there is an idea of Shiva Nakiyah. But she went to the mikveh before the Shiva Nakiyah. A new Maisa. She went to the mikveh before the Shiva Nakiyah. And that's why this man wasn't being Goyver Nesudai Raisa. Because she had gone to the mikveh. And he felt that, okay, now she already went to the mikveh. She's not a Nida. It's just the Bnei Yisrael Achmir Alatzman. Okay, so like she said, never thought of Davaracha, meaning Tashmish. That's not something he ever thought about. Why not? Because he understood there's a Bnei Yisrael Achmir Alatzman. But he wasn't being over Nisa Deiraisa. Said Eliyahu Hanavi, I hear what took place over here. But Baruch HaMokim Shehargash Le'Nasaparim La'Tayra. That's not the way this was supposed to be. And as a result, there's an idea of Shiva Nakiyim, and this was a mistake. Says Tosis B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that I believe that this minig that was mentioned right here in the Gemara was an alta minig. It wasn't this guy's chap. It wasn't this woman's patent. This was something that was going on. And even though Bnei Yisrael Achmir Alatzman, they used to go to the mikveh, the women did, after they were ois nida day raisa, and then afterwards, they would deal with the Shiva Nakiyim. And the reason they did was because they were Oisek and Spetiris in those days. And being that they were Oisek and Spetiris, so it made sense to get away from Nida Deiraisa and still observe Nida Rabbanan. And Eliyahu Navi's title wasn't that she went to the mikveh. Well, you could do that. And that was apparently the minik. Rabbeinu Tam says, "Shayu regilim litvol shtei tfilois. Achas l'soif shiva l'riyasa shitayrim edai raisa bach tfilo. V'achas l'soif yimei libo." The title was that during those Shiva Nakiyim, even though you're not a nida deiraisa anymore, how could you be ahead? Achalimi v'shasimi v'yashimi v'kirim v'basa. That was the title. But as it relates to the minik itself, that was the deal. Question, when did this minik stop then? When did they stop? So Pasha, it stopped when there was no Tyrus anymore. But there's a Ramban on this Gemara right here. Again, this is all tucked away. This is not a Masechtas Nidah. This is a Perek Yetzias HaShabbos. This is a Masechtas Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel. Zok the Ramban, you know when this stopped? This stopped when they realized the Efshem Yishum the Chumah the Asul Yidei Kulahu. As you see in this story, they realize it's not a good idea. This is not so smart. Because you're going to have this woman now go to the mikveh, so she thinks she's not a need anymore. It's not true. And it's because of a chumra da asili de kula, they said gainish to the mikveh. That's a mistake. That's not the right hashkofa. The hashkofa is blaiba nida day raisa. Whatever. Blaiba nida day raisa. So this rivosh that the Beis Yosef brings in the end of Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, that a Pnuya should not go to the mikveh. And the Seichemet said that if that's the case, who adin an almana and a grusha? It has a makar in the Rishonim already. It has a makar in a Ramban, a Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel, half of a fella. And we will stop here.